I'm saying the balance to a follow. Okay. I figured that we started the packet of Shomer Ka'onah by the Haggadah yesterday, so instead of doing the rest of this packet after Pesach, we'll continue it now because it's related to Pesach. So yesterday we learned the Gemara in Psachim, which discussed the idea of one, the Baal HaBayis saying the Haggadah for the rest of the family. And the Gemara says, well, who says the Haggadah in Rav Yosef's house? Because Rav Yosef was blind. So of course he wasn't Chayiv. So the question was, who says the Haggadah? So the assumption is that someone was going to say the Haggadah on behalf of anyone, everyone. And then the question is, usually it was the Baal HaBayis. But if the Baal HaBayis was blind, then how does it work? So, and the Gemara says, well, the pshat is because maybe the Chiv Haggadah is not as only Drabbanan. If you hold Matz is only Drabbanan because there's no Korban Pesach, so then the Haggadah is also only Drabbanan. And therefore, either Sum is not Chayiv, but he's Chayiv Midrabbanan, so that he can be mostly everyone else who's Chayiv Midrabbanan. But then Tosis asked the Kasha that, yeah, but everyone else is a Chadrabbanan, because they're really Chayiv in mitzvahs, and Haggadah is Drabbanan, so it's one Drabbanan. But over here, it's a Shaila of a trade Drabbanan, because the Suma is Chayiv Midrabbanan and Chagod itself is Drabbanan. So how could a trade Drabbanan be Motzi Chad Drabbanan? So he said, the Sefer Avnei Shoham, Avnei Choshen, rather, wants to say a Chiddush, that when the Gemara says that a person says the Haggadah on behalf of the family, right, we said that's not midin Shomer Ka'onah. Shomer Ka'onah is when I have a chiv to say something, like Kiddush, and instead of me saying it, you could say it on behalf of everyone listening. But maybe that's not pshat in Haggadah. Maybe the pshat in Haggadah is similar to what Rav Shechter said from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Gabi Kriyas HaTorah. That Kriyas HaTorah is not a din of Shomer Ka'onah. Because it's not pshat that really everyone's supposed to read from the Torah. And I'm motzi you. It's as if I read. It's pshat is that one person reads and everyone has a chiv. The chiv is shmiya from Kriyas HaTorah. It's not a chiv Kriyas HaTorah. It's a chiv shmiyas HaTorah. That's why it's not a din Shomer Ka'onah. That's how some explain, the Sefer Yeturim Megillah explains the Bach, that even if you're a cotton, you could lain the Torah, because as long as you lain and people listen, so you're not being motzi them. It's a din that they have to listen to a Kriyas HaTorah. Or similar to what the Sfas Emes says, that the Sfas Emes says that we know the halacha is that one person could light the menorah for the whole household, and the Baal HaYitur says, and even if the child, if he's a katan, he can, because that's not like a Ner Chanukah. But if once he's Higia L'chinuch, he could do it. But the question is, but if he's Higia L'chinuch, he's only Drabbanan L'chiv, and Chanukah is only Drabbanan. So that's a trade Drabbanan to be Motzi Echad Drabbanan. So how does that work? So the Sfas Emes says, when you light Ner Chanukah for the other members of your household, it's not a din in Shomer Ka'onah. It's a din that you're lighting, you're creating the Ner Chanukah. It's a din in the bayis. And if you're from the Ner bayis, so then it's okay. That's the pshat. So the Sefer Avnei Shoham wants to explain that's the pshat in the Haggadah. You have to say the Haggadah. One person says the Haggadah, and everyone listens. And you yotzei because you're listening to the Haggadah, not because you're saying the Haggadah, because it's not a din in Shomer Ka'onah. It's a din that you have a chiyuv to hear the Haggadah. That's how he wants to explain it.
It's a little bit like women being mostly other women from Shiloh.
Yeah, so one second. And then we saw that both the Vilna Gaon and the Alter Rebbe both said that L'chatchila is supposed to have one person read the Haggadah for everyone and be motzi everyone. So he says that you can't have any. Came into the Chefzas Amitzel and Shtana. Ain't a dumb limit to Kula, yeah. So he says, Vatos Zikshu. Shlom the Chelak al Hashem and the Gam Bnei Chanak Yishchem. Vatos the Chisod Beis Rabban Chisod Mach Bechefza. And Gam Sipit Yitzchem Yishchem Beis Rabban. So the Chisod Mitzad Agam. Yeah, one second. צריכים לשמוע הגדול כדי שישמעו בזה התשובה על השאלה של מה שנשתנה. לכן הוא דרך סיפר, דרך שאלה תשובה. כן, אין עושה שום יוצא בפסוקים שאומרים בעל בייס על הישמעו התשובה. שאומר בעל בייס התשובה, פסוקים שבתור זה רק אופן של אמירס התשובה. אין לגע כאן דין של דבר של... Yeah. So that's what he said originally לגבי... That it's not a din of shomreka ona. One second. V'derech shal sipu she'echad omer ve'echad shomea. It says sipu yitzitzrayim. Okay, actually, kaim mitzvah bein amir bein shmir. Either you could say the whole thing or you could listen, because sipur can be done either through actually saying or actually listening. And you don't even need shomea kavod shomea mashmir. It's a mitzias. Sipur means Sipur means one person is telling and one person is listening. That's what Sipur is. So as long as you're either listening to the whole Haggadah or you're saying the whole Haggadah, or part you're saying, part you're listening, then it would be good. This, you know, comes out good for the people, the American minhag, that people split it up and things like that, because as long as you're listening or saying, you would be Yotze, and it's not necessarily Midin Shomeka Ona. Yeah, maximum. But it's Pasha Pshat in the Vilna Gaon and in the Alter Rebbe, Pasha's probably a din of Shomeka Ona. And therefore, once you have Shomeka Ona, then you have a din Barovam Hadras Melech. And therefore, it's best. The Vilna Gaon and the Alter Rebbe both held the best thing is to do is the one person says the Haggadah and everyone else is just listening the whole time. Wait, one second. I didn't get up. All what I did now was review what we did yesterday. Now I'm about to listen to Max's question, and then I'm going to tell you the Mar Mokum now. So let's listen to his question. And then we'll listen to his question. After we listen to his question, we're going to continue. But well, he's in the middle of asking. Yeah, yeah.
So, throughout the year,
throughout the year, what?
Throughout the year, things were added to the Haggadah. So, like, the Mahat Shana was traditional, but other things were added to it. So, if you say that, whatever was added, so...
I don't know if everything was added. I mean, it was earlier in the Mishnayos, everything. To say Hallel and to say the Bracha, yeah, maybe Chad Gadya was like Rav Shechter said, or was added, or Echad Miyodeya, like Rav Shechter said the Piyutim at the end. But it's not like it's something that you look in the Rambam, it's Haggadah, right? So you know, okay, maybe I don't know if the Rambam had Dayenu in his Haggadah.
I mean, things were added against it.
But basically the main core was...
Those are the
Yeah, okay, there could be some things that, you know, but the basic core is still the basic core of the Haggadah. In other words, you have Rambam here?
I heard you saying the other day, I think last week you said, you were saying that that really everyone should be saying the Haggadah under their breath while someone reads it.
Yeah. But yeah, let's see. Let's see.
It is an Indian of Shemaya Kelman. That you do have to say it.
No, but Shemek, well, maybe not. Yeah.
Oh, you're just challenging that point.
Yeah, right? Yeah. The Rambam has Manishtan Avadim Ayinim Aisem Brev. The Rambam has Maisa Brev Lezer, Yeshuva Lezer, Shayim Asubim Bibnei Brak. That's already in the Rambam. Yeah, I'm saying, but look, I mean...
They didn't say that in their own Haggadah. Maisa Shah right now, we're sitting in the
main room. No, I mean... okay, he doesn't have Bayenu here. Okay. But the basic core... You know, except the stuff at the end. Okay. But you can look here. And you can see there's no stuff. Okay.
So, if you don't have
right. Correct. Correct. Okay, take a look now on page 10. Now, there is a sugya in Temura, on Yud Dal Amud Beis, page 10. Sounds like this. The Gemara has a thing here. Yeah. Darash. You see where it says Darash? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, like the 8th line on page 10, it starts the word Darash. Darash Rabbi Yehuda bar Nachmani Mitor Gemanya Shlokish Chosev Echad Omer Chosev 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 that you have to write. So what's the Gomer Chazvam Shabalpe Yatarashalom Rabuksav? Shabuksav Yatarashalom Rabalpe. That certain things have to be Torah Shabuksav, and certain things have to be Torah Shabalpe. Whereas you can't write down Torah Shabalpe, and you can't say by heart Torah Shemuchsav. So that's a big question. So if I just recite... Yeah, so that's the question. You see, when we read Shema, we're saying it by heart. Because when you read it from a sitter, in other words, no one says that everyone has to take out a Sefer Torah and read Shema from the Sefer Torah. That would take, davening would be very long that way. Because if it's not from a Sefer Torah, that's called Baal Peh.
Does that mean when you're reading from
Amish?
What about the Haftarah? When we're reading the Haftarah, not from a Haftarah? You get Haftarah when you're reading the Nikarah. Every time you do Shnaim,
it's all Baal Peh. Okay. Maybe that's why some people don't say Tilm so much.
That's not.
So let's see. So what's the answers?
Is this the reason why it's found is because you might say it wrong?
So let's look in Tosfos. Look in Tosfos. Look in Tosfos. Dvar Hashem Chsav Yatav Hashem Lomar Peh. Vim Tomer, Hechi Kamrina Nizmorim Al Peh. How can we say, you know, you want to say, how can you say Ashrei? Ashrei. Everyone knows Ashrei. Right? So how can you say Ashrei Bal Peh? Good question. Hei Shlomo, Dein Lachmi Rachmash HaKosu B'Chumash. So one teretz is, it's only things in the Chumash. But not the rest of Nach. Oh no, Hei Karin Vayosha Kriyashma. So what about Kriyashma? We say Kriyashma Bal Peh all the time. Hei Shlomo, Dein Lachmi Rachmash Shemotzi Akeirim Yidei Chovasim. So Tosis says a big kiddush here at Tmura, that no, the issue is only if you want to be motzi somebody, then you can't do it bal peh. In other words, if I would be want to be motzi you in something, so then it has to be v'chsav. But by kriyashma, I can say kriyashma bal peh for myself, but if I would be, assuming you can be motzi somebody in kriyashma, which is a question, but if you want to be motzi somebody in kriyashma, so then that would have to be what?
Bechsav.
Right.
You said before that anything that's not the same as Torah is all bad.
Right. Right. So, mostly we're, like, I'm mostly you in Kiddush, so that's not Sukkim, that's not, that's not Dvar Shev Bechsav. But, okay, but that's not part of Kiddush, really. And the bracha. It was technically, if you didn't hear Vayikul HaShuvai Varetz called Tzavam, you would be Yotzik. The question is, if you didn't hear Borei Pirag Ofen, are you Yotzik? That's the question. That was Rav Soloveitchik's big Yortzeit shir. He wanted to say, Rav Soloveitchik, if you walked in by Kiddush and the guy already said Baruch Pirag Ofen, and you walked in for the bracha, so Rav Soloveitchik said you wouldn't be Yotze, because Baruch Pirag Ofen is part of the Kiddush. But his big Kiddush in the Yortze Chiyah, like Rav Shechem went down, is what? That by Havdalah, if you walked in the middle of Havdalah, and you didn't hear the Hinei Kel Yeshua, see for sure you didn't hear. And you didn't hear the Baruch Pirag Ofen. So he said, Yotze. So the Pashtus is, the Chora Yeshua, that either one, that's what Rabbi Badi writes in the Sefer, that the Chora, either one is not Makim for you to hear. If you're the Makadesh, you have to say the Baruch Pirag Ofen, because you got to drink. But if you say you walked in late, Pashas is, everybody writes in the Sefer, that as long as you hear the Kiddush, you're Yotze. You walked in after he finished the word Geffen. Baruch Atah Hashem, Okay, the Lord, Meshach, Gishol, Meshachov, Ratzavanu, Shabbat, Kodesho, Ba'avar, Ratzonin, Chilonu, Ba'avar, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh, Shabbos. You heard that whole thing from somebody who was holding the cup. So Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole Yortzei shiur to say that you wouldn't be Yotze. Rabbi thought it's all the same, that you're Yotze. If you missed the bracha, then you missed Havdalah. But just because you missed the Baruch Pirag Ofen, who says that's part of Kiddush, who says that's... So Rav Soloveitchik gave this whole thing that the Baruch Pirag Ofen is part of Kiddush and not part of Havdalah. Right, so the Pashup Shah, so maybe I have a packet on this coming up soon. But that's a Kiddush. That's what
so
he wanted to say.
Kiddush cannot be said in a vacuum. Although it can be said in a vacuum.
But so what?
You need a suit of Kiddush.
So what?
Doesn't answer the question.
Okay. Sadi pointed out that the Shita, the place on the dollar by the Shita Rubai says on says the reason why Chumash is only Chumash is because they didn't have Meir Ketubim. The Drasha is in the Chumash.
Right. So that didn't exist here. Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah, but you, but hopefully you're reading it from the Chumash. Can you read it? At your bar mitzvah, you mean?
You're still reading it.
So you read, you read from the,
we took, you read from the God, yeah. To make sure
we took out the Torah.
Yeah, but like, you're doing, like,
you know it so well, you're really,
you're not really reading.
That, I had that problem this week, the past week, with my bar mitzvah parsha. But half the psukim in Yichah Mitzvah, because of the Raha Panda, very easy to just fly through it and just do it by rote, by memory.
Yeah, but you're right. But you're supposed to read it at your bar mitzvah. You're supposed to read it from the Chumash, from the Torah, right? What's Ali Guba? The Tzedwa. For what talk, what context?
I don't remember the context.
Yeah.
What about Shmona Esrei?
Shmona Esrei is not Pesukim.
Shmona
Esrei is not Pesukim. But the answer is that Bar Mitzvah boy is supposed to read it from in the Torah. He might have memorized it, but he should still read it from the... Okay, that's not the... So according to Tosis, the only problem is if you're being motzi somebody.
Yeah, but where would you take someone to be motzi?
Well, that's not the second teretz.
Right.
Second teretz is all of Tanakh, but there's a difference between saying it for yourself and being motzi someone else. That's the whole idea of that somebody's being motzi other person. He should have a klach, because if he doesn't have a klach, he can't be motzi somebody. But if everyone's saying it on their own, they're not being motzi anybody. Yeah, you have to make it because you have to make kiddush al hayayin, and then you have to drink.
I don't think more than you can be moichi somebody in Barbara Gosset, even if you're not, it's different than the mitzvah and the challah, because that's what you're right up there. But that is what the Gosset is, but the mitzvah, which you can do even if you're not drinking from the hayayin.
Yeah, I mean, no, but Lamaisa, the question is, if you didn't hear the Bar Pir Goffin, are you Yosei Kiddush or not? That was the question.
In fact, I can make it even if I'm not drinking. Just as if you ate somebody else.
Yeah.
It's part of the Kiddush.
So you want to say it is or it's not?
It is.
No, but that's only because since you're mechuyev to make it, so then you say Yotze Motzi. But who says, therefore, you're mechuyev to hear it? But the best example that's given is because it says, Yerushalmi says, say it's Purim, Purim's on Friday, and you're making a Paris Mapu Makadesh thing, and you already had wine at the Sudas Purim. So the halacha is, when you make Kiddush, you don't make another Berakah Goffin. You already made a Berakah Goffin 3 hours ago at the beginning of the Suda. So now when you make Kiddush, you just pick up the cup and you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kedem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kedem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, etc.
This only applies to whole psukim? Or is it applied to like partial psukim?
Whole psukim, whole psukim, and whole psukim.
Yeah. Hey, psukim!
Also.
Yeah, so take a look at page 11 now. Here, look in Shulchan Aruch now. What? I can't hear you.
Oh.
Yeah, no one's being motzi. You're not being motzi anybody. What's that?
Are you motzi yourself? That
thing.
What?
No,
it's
motzi achera.
Why?
Well,
why
motzi
achera is different than motzi yourself?
So what do you say?
You need to worry about you. I mean, it just seems, from before, it seems like it's an Indian of, this is
Torah
Shabbat Tov, so you can't do it. So it should have been for...
Well, so take a look.
It shouldn't matter whether you're doing it
for
Aaron or yourself.
Take a look. Look at Shulchan Aruch here, page 11. Mem Tes Aleph. Avo gav nekaim alon devarim shemach savi et harash olam robal peh. So he says, kol dover shirogel shogel b'fi hakol... So the Shulchan Aruch has a difference. This is what you said. That anything that's shogar b'fiv is not a problem. That's not Tosis's teretz. Right? Tosis's teretz is there's a difference between when you're saying it for yourself and you're saying it for someone else. The Shulchan Aruch is quoting the opinion that says that if it's shogar b'fiv, if it's something that you're very fluent in, then you can say it even bal peh. Right. Right. Right, so that's what Mechaber says. Called over shirogil v'shogur. Anything is fluent is okay, even bal peh.
So he's not maybe arguing that Tosfos. The Tosfos says when you multi aperitif they call both.
Yeah, but he says that would have been a problem had it not been the fact that everyone is fluent in them. He didn't make that distinction. He didn't make that distinction.
I mean, I hear what he's saying. Maybe he's saying that an extra on top of those books. That, okay, not only would you can only say when you're mostly a hair, but then we have this other thing of like, oh, you'd be allowed to say if it's.
Okay, yeah. Oh. Yeah. You mean it's only if it's fluent to you? Yeah, so that's what the Magen Avraham says. Mefi hakol. So the Magen Avraham, Avim lo shagor mefi hakol, Avim lo shagor mefi vasur. It has to be something everyone knows.
I think the problem with the so many people say the names, maybe.
Yeah.
Right, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say
He doesn't say that.
I always wondered how it's supposed to say it was psukim. At the end of Shemaster, it's about saying from the
book of. Well, if you hold it like Tosis, then it's.
Simple Mahaber.
He doesn't bring it.
Well, that's the first terrace he gives.
Well, no, but even the second terrace does not negate.
Maybe.
Right.
Like, you could be right. You could be right. Shulchan Aruch, unless you know the Baal Peh, unless everyone's Shogar.
So what's considered everyone knows about that? Does that mean by Shnayim Hekarim can only do by Kvah? Not everyone knows all of the Kumash by heart?
It's a good question.
But when you give it to Bar Torah and you want to quote a Pasuk, you have to take out the Torah and read the Pasuk.
Yeah, that's what I heard from Rabbi Yagid once. I think he said it maybe from Rav Soloveitchik, that a lot of times it says in the Gemara, Pasach v'Omar. So what does it mean, Pasach v'Omar? Pasach Shad means, he just began saying, but he said over, I think Rabbi Yagif from the Rav, Pasach means, he opened the Sefer Torah, and Omar, Pasach, literally.
And I remember my Rebbe in high school used to, like, open up a Chumash, and they would start to say Pasach, and they said, you know what, let me better read it from a Chumash. But you're saying it had that.
So
wherever you get that,
though,
like, Chumash.
Okay. I mean, Chumash. Yeah, so that's. Oh, one second. Yeah, so now, let me see, listen carefully. So, So the question that he's going to ask. Sefer Avnei Choshen, as you said, the only place you have is Mikra Megurim. So the question is, how does the Haggadah work? Because the Haggadah, you're supposed to say, you're supposed to be Motzi, Acherim. So how, and that's Psukim, it's full of Psukim. The Haggadah is full of Psukim. So, but isn't that a problem of Dor Shem Echsav? Oh.
We have
a catch.
Yeah, but it doesn't take care of what the Shulchan Aruch kind of gets rid of all that.
Take a look at page 19. We'll see. Page 19 of Osai. The Indian Dvarim Shabbaksav also Lomra Malpeh B'Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Inei B'Sefer Birkas Rafael, we'll see it's in the packet. Al Yoni Pesach Hiksha Al Din Anal Da Balabais Yom Mahagoda. According to Pashup Shad in the Gemara, Man Omer Hagadita Be Rav Sheishas Be Rav Yosef, and according to what we saw in the Vilna Gaon, and according to what we saw in the Alter Rebbe, you motzi, the Balabais is motzi in the Haggadah, but what about the Dvim, Dvim Shebechsav, Yatar, Rosh Hashanah, Omar, Balpeh? And what about Tosis, Mesech, Tzmur, the Yisrael Shal Dvim Shebechsav, Yatar, Rosh Hashanah, Balpeh, who they need to call the Hotzi Achim, the Dvim Shebechsav, Shalom, Balpeh. The Magen Avraham goes to grow up, Pasku, Kishitas, Tosis. He says, the Magen Avraham, Paskins like Tosis. You see, you said the Shulchan Aruch goes away, but the Magen Avraham, passes like Tosis.
So you can't be
mocked
out there every day of the month.
So that's what he says. The Magen Avraham says, quote the Bach, three lines to the bottom, on page 11, Bach, Pasuk and Moshe Kosov Hatur. To the Hotzi Achem Lo Yomar Al Peh. Achem Nashu B'Tainis. So that's like Tosha Shita.
Is this a qualification or an exception?
One second. I mean, and that's what the Magen Avraham Paskins. So let's see the Grah. He says the Grah also. Let's take a look at the Grah. I don't. You have a Shulchan Aruch for me. So it's not on this page. Chelak Aleph Shulchan Aruch.
Sorry, the Magen Avraham is saying that.
No, Magen Avraham was bringing down the shita that it's a problem when you motzi somebody.
Okay, but then so he's saying.
That's Magen. Let's see the Gra. I didn't see the Gra side. Let me look at the Gra side. 1 second. Let's see the Gra. Yeah, let me read you the Gra. Well, Iker Moshe Kosov Atur B'Shem HaRosh. The Iker is what the Tur said in the name of the Rosh. The Dafka L'Hotzi Tzibur Yidei Chavosim. Kei Kosu Toises B'Tur. Kei Kosu V'Acholbo B'Shem HaRif. Mar Ruchu B'Shem Daim. Ein Isser Elu L'Hotzi Rabim Yidei Chavosim. No, but he said the Gra and the Magen Avraham are saying that the Iker Shita really is not the Shogar B'Fiv thing, but it's if you motzi somebody, then you have to have a Sefer Torah in front of you.
Even if it's Shogar B'Fiv, you still have to.
Yes.
If you're being on the
other. Yes.
So where did you get the idea that you keep saying of not the Sefer Torah and not just Sami Ashurim from like Chumash?
Chumash is Al Peh.
Yeah, I'm saying where is that coming from?
Because what is Biksav? Sav means a safer. There's not a safer. Safer means you have dyo, you have cloth. At least a chumash. We don't have... A chumash meant that they would have a whole scroll of safer gracious or shmos. So it doesn't have to be necessarily full kosher safer.
Like if we have a safer that's possible, right?
Okay, but let's say for Torah. Oh, so that's in Cain. So back on page 19, Eich Motzi Abalabais B'Hagadah is Kol B'nei Abayis. So when the Balabais is reading from the Haggadah, and he's supposed to read it, really, that we said, the halacha is. Not like what people do today. The real way of doing the Pesach Seder is that everyone keeps quiet, except for the Balabais. That's the real way. We saw it. What do you need? The Vilna Gaon says it. Alter Rebbe says it. Who else do you need? Who else do you want?
That's
already. What? Right? No. So, but the question is it a violation? Kevin va god yesh no psukim, yef shel hotzi don shel khsav kamo al pe. Ve im lo ma kevin shom ba tokh agod psuv mit tokh khsav. Da mevor beshut khasam sefer. Look at this. Im im lo tsuras osios vetagim karoy hu begeder al pe. He says if you don't have the proper tsuras osios and you don't have the proper tagim, that's called al pe. No, because I told you, people space out, and people. But really, in an optimal world, that's what you're supposed to do. People never heard of that because they. I told you they have this idea that you go around the table idea, which is okay. You
know, what's so bad about that?
It's not bad.
Why
does Parshas
say that
Purple is
the
Balabais?
Goes and does the whole thing.
It's like a Balabais. He makes Kiddush to everybody. He makes, that's the Balabais is there. He makes a Motzi. Right? So he says the Haggadah.
It doesn't seem like so Chomer that, like.
That's all Chomer.
No, I'm saying.
I'm saying so
Chomer. Saying, like, oh, it's in violation.
No, violation means. Yeah. No. We're going
to
say right now.
Yeah, just say, okay, don't do Shmeko and then just have everyone read it.
Oh.
It's just that sounds like an idea.
Right.
Just read it by itself.
Right.
So how did Review tell me that you both get people?
So what's happening? Right, exactly. That's the question. That is the question. That is the question. So what's the answer? So Hagoyin Ezra Hess just told us the answer. That just like we said yesterday, that it's not Shomei Ka'ona, right? What was the reason we said that yesterday? Why said that the answer of the Kasha of what? Of what? Of the what?
Of who?
What? Yeah, but we're not learning here for the... What was our main... Our main question was what? The Gemara says that Suma can be Motzi Acherim with the Haggadah. And the only reason the Gemara says it is because Suma is the Rabbanan, and today Matzah is also the Rabbanan. We don't pass like that, but Abbas, so it's Rabban, Moshe is Rabban, but Tosis is Asakasha, but it's a trade Rabban, because the Tzum is the Rabban, and Mat is Hagan is the Rabban, so two the Rabban. Right?
So what's the answer? The answer is, we said yesterday, that Sarah didn't Shomei Kahone. This is in Hagan, and the one that you have to say the Hagan or listen to the Hagan, but just like Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said by Kriyas HaTorah, it's not a Din Shomei Ka'ona, it's a Din Shmiya. So it's the same thing over here. So the Mela, that's what he says over here. So the Mela, since it's not a Din Shomei Ka'ona, so then there's no problem in what?
From the Sumer saying it.
From the Sumer saying it, because he's not being motzi. So there's, and that's what Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said by Kriyas HaTorah. You're not being motzi. The Balkari is not being motzi, the oil. The Balkari is saying it, and you're listening. So the same thing. Sefer Siyas HaTorah is just saying it, and then someone else is listening. That's Derek Sefer. But not a Din Shomer Kodesh.
Yeah, but you're still being motzi, others in the Kabbalah.
No, you're not being Motzi Achim every day from us.
No, but because of their
No. No. I can't, if there's no one saying it, then I can't, there's nothing for me to listen
to.
So there's something to listen to. But he's not that he's being Motzi. I know, this is the story of Rosh Salvation, that he, the Balkar was angry with somebody in the shul. said, I have in mind most everyone in the shul except for you. The question is, does this guy have to go to a different shul?
No,
right, because he said he didn't have to, because he's not being most of you. He should be shomer. Shomer, he should be shomer yourself. If it's about Torah, it's the three of something, you would say that. Then you would have to go to a different shul.
Then by brachos, like when you say like shofar, right? You have to hear shofar. It's not necessarily they didn't belong. But then brachos or hearing shofar, someone would be shomer on that for you.
Shofar is a whole different discussion.
Yeah. Okay, same here. I'm saying you say brachos.
But that's
fine.
The point. The point is that in other words, a simple shom that Gemara is a shomer oda, but this same Rabbi Choshen is having a problem with that. If you hold like Shita's places, that trade Ramon can't be Motzi Chad Ramon. That was my son's bar mitzvah thing. It was on that halacha. Right.
With Shomer Kahuna, there needs to be a Kahuna that I think most of the Akhirim, whereas when it comes to the Shia, I don't need to have that. I'm just doing it. If you want to listen, you can.
Yeah, but right. You don't get Kahuna. It's a Metzias. Do I hear it or do I not hear? And then the Nafkamina is, do I have this problem of the Ram Shebech Savi at HaRosh HaLom Rabal Peh? Because if it's not a din in what? In Shomer Kahuna, then he's not being Motzi me. So then there's no problem in listening. Exactly. That's what Kriyas HaTorah is.
I'm saying he doesn't even have to have that in mind. He can just say it without having in mind anything, and someone who hears it is Yotze.
Right. Through Yotze with the Shmia. But it's not... In other words, but that's what Moshe Salvation said with Kriyas HaTorah. Yotze with Shmia. That's why the Bach, according to Yitzhak Mergil, permits a cotton to be the Malkorah.
And then why were we saying last week that we should be reading it inside also underneath, you know, reading out loud? If we're already
fined
by Shmia, then
by Shmia. You're not an army, but just people, because a lot of times people, they're not going to either read the whole thing or say the whole thing, they're just going to wander off.
If they haven't.
Yeah. Is it in the actual words or just stop the sefer in general? Right? It's not a din in everywhere. I mean, maybe by
Pesach
Matzah
Mara,
but it's not.
Right, even Pesach Matzah Mara. It's just a...
I'm saying the rest of
the
money, you don't have to follow along with everything that they said, as long as you stop hearing.
Yeah.
But he differentiates, unlike Moshe Salvechik, he differentiates between Kriyas HaTorah on one hand and Tzibur Yetzirah Mitzrayim on the other hand. Your whole Kriyas HaTorah is the man on it.
Okay, yeah, okay, but we're not here to discuss his views on that. I'm just using what he's saying on Haggadah.
All right, good.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's the law. Now I'll tell you one thing from the Kozhik Lover. The Kozhik Lover wants to say, whenever the Torah made it a mitzvah, then by definition, you don't have to do it from a Sefer Torah. Because the fact that the Torah made it a mitzvah, so what are you going to, every time you're going to have to say Kriya Shema, you're going to have to get a Torah?
Even to be both
of them. Right, in other words, when it becomes a mitzvah, so then what? So then it's what? So that's mafkia, the whole din forget Motziach Ranana, the whole question becomes moot when it's a mitzvah, because the mitzvah, the chashivus of a mitzvah means you just have to say these things. It trumps the whole din. Something like that. So I haven't read it recently, but I remember what he said like this. He says, when we say Birkas HaTorah in the morning, so what pasuk do we say right after it? Well, Rech Hashem Birkas Kohanim. So he says, why do we, there's so many psukim in the Chumash that we could say. Why do we pick on that pasuk? So you know what he said? Because or else you'll have a shayla of what Baruch Shem Chassav, but Memela, this pasuk is a mitzvah. So once it's a mitzvah, this pasuk is mufka from what?
Also rather the mitzvah by saying it.
No, but this pasuk is usually a mitzvah.
Or in other words, that's the you're mechayim, you're doing the mitzvah of limud Torah with your
rabbah. Right.
Is that the point?
Because that pasuk is immune from the Baruch Shem Chassav. Besides that, without, we're giving a different theory. Besides the Rogel Lefiv, and besides the idea of Motzi, but if it's something that pasuk is, they could have said say Kriya Shema, but we're not going to say that because we're going to say Kriya Shema later, we're not going to go over it. But that's the perfect pasuk to use, because that pasuk, we want to be your, we want to say a pasuk to Chum, but we don't want to violate the halakha. And we're not necessarily following the idea of what? Of the whole sea of favorites or not.
Yeah.
I should put it in a packet for the show to the side. So you hear what he's saying? So that's why the sitter picked that, the Baal HaSitter picked that pasuk to use. The murder is everything the Kodesh Baruch Hu says is murder. Okay, so tomorrow we have early shiur. So then Wednesday maybe we'll also have early shiur. So we'll discuss it tomorrow. We'll probably do the Haggadah packet. I made a Haggadah packet. We'll do that. Tomorrow's 11:30. 11:30, yeah.